This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The Ministry of External Affairs today informed that Pakistan had attempted infiltration at 36 locations from Leh to Sir Creek last night by using around 400 drones. Indian armed forces shot down many of these drones using kinetic and non-kinetic means. In a special briefing New Delhi today, Colonel Sofia Qureshi of the Indian Army said that the Pakistan Army violated Indian airspace several times over the entire western border with the intention of targeting military infrastructure. She said not only this, they also fired heavy caliber weapons along the line of actual control.
अंतर्राष्ट्रीय सीमा और नियंत्रण रेखा पर ले से लेकर सर क्रीक तक 36 स्थानों पर 300 से 400 लगभग ड्रोनों का इस्तेमाल घुसपैठ का प्रयास करने के लिए किया गया। भारतीय सशस्त्र बलों ने काइनेटिक व नॉन काइनेटिक साधनों का उपयोग करके इनमें से कई ड्रोन्स को मार गिराया। इतने बड़े पैमाने पर हवाई घुसपैठों का संभावित उद्देश्य वायु रक्षा प्रणालियों का परीक्षण करना और खुफिया जानकारी इकट्ठा करना था।
Wing Commander Vyomukha Singh informed that in response to the Pakistani attack, Indian armed drones were launched at four air defense sites in Pakistan, and one of the drones was able to destroy an AD radar. She said Pakistan also carried out artillery shelling across the line of control using heavy caliber artillery, guns and armed drones, which resulted in some losses and injuries to Indian Army personnel. She added that the Pakistan Army also suffered major losses in Indian retaliatory fire. The central government has empowered the Chief of the Army Staff to call out every officer and personnel of the territorial army to provide for essential guard for supporting and supplementing the regular army. The powers were given to the Army Chief under regular Territorial Army Rule 1948. In a Gazette notification, the Ministry of Defense embodied 14 infantry battalions out of the existing 32 infantry battalions of Territorial Army in the areas of Southern Command, Eastern Command, Western Command, Central Command, Northern Command, Southwestern Command, Andaman and Nicobar Command, and Army Training Command. This order will remain in force for 3 years till 9th of February 2028. The government has urged all media channels, digital platforms and individuals to refrain from live coverage or real-time reporting of defense operations and the movement of security forces. In a social media post, the Defense Ministry, while citing the Information and Broadcasting Ministry's earlier circular, said that disclosure of such sensitive and source-based information may jeopardize operational effectiveness and endanger lives. The ministry cite some past incidents, including the Kargil War, 26/11 attacks, and the Kandahar hijacking, underscoring the risk of premature reporting. The advisory said, as per the cable television network's amendment rules, only periodic briefings by designated offices are permitted during the anti-terror operations. Governor K.T. Parnayak participated in the WAF reform awareness meet at Rajavan, Itanagar today. The event brought together community leaders, scholars and representatives from various faiths to discuss the significance of the recently passed WAF Amendment Bill 2025. Interacting with the participants, the governor emphasized that the bill results from extensive consultations, thoughtful deliberations and a collective effort to bring meaningful reforms to benefit all sections of the Muslim community. He said the process was guided by the inclusive spirit of Sabka Prayas and reflected a true sense of national participation and teamwork. He appealed to the people to continue fostering goodwill and positive thought for the progress of the society, the state and the nation. Chief Minister Pema Khandu called on the Governor K.T. Parnayak at the Rajavan in Itanagar today. They discussed key security and developmental challenges and opportunities for the state and shared commitment to work collaboratively for a secure, prosperous and digitally empowered Arunachal Pradesh. Discussing the recent approval of the Vibrant Villages program along the Mindo-Myanmar border, the governor expressed sincere appreciation to the union government for prioritizing the development of the remote frontier communities. In line with their commitment to good governance, the governor and the chief minister also reviewed the state's progress in digital transformation. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.